In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teodoro and Juanito Ortiz. I did read the wrong intentions for this weekend because the sheet wasn't changed, and so I read them from the last weekend. But so just in case you didn't hear this on Sunday, which you shouldn't have, Mass was offered on Saturday for Evastario Gallegos Jr., for Mayo Campos, for Monsignor Bowman. On Sunday, it was for Pat Velasquez, for Vicky Lopez, and as well for Monsignor Bowman. Today is our first time together, at least in this parish, for the season of Advent after Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. And so we have a brief reprieve where we get to again re-engage with the Gloria, to think about the glory of God, because this great feast interrupts our Advent season, that of St. Andrew the Apostle. St. Andrew he's known as the one who is the first one called by Jesus. So the first one that our Lord turns to and says, I want you. It should have made him feel incredibly special, because he knew that above all the apostles, he was the first one who Christ beckoned to. And maybe at other points in his life, he thought about that and realized, well, why is it that I'm the first one called? But my brother, the one who's always putting his foot in his mouth, he's the one who the Lord has chosen to be the head. What is it about me that turned me to be the one who was the first one that I got to be with Jesus? He said, you, Andrew, come follow me. And then this other guy who I just told about, my brother, he's the one who gets to be in charge. Do we not feel like that sometimes in our lives? That we're the ones who've done something great. We put great effort into something that's going on. We do something great for the Lord. Maybe we start an organization. We put in an intense amount of effort to begin something. And then along comes somebody else who just happens to be there. They get lit with fire. They make tons of mistakes along the way. And yet they're the ones who get the praise. Or they're the ones who get to take the organization to the next step that's there. I was just reflecting on this because I had to do a bio for myself for the talk I'm going to give tonight in Albuquerque. And reminding myself that here I was for 4.5 years... maybe it was 5, get to be the bursar for an organization that I'm a part of, the person who's in charge of the purse. And every year, my one little thing was, I've made good on everything it is that you've been entrusted to me. You've given me nothing, and so I give you back nothing. It'd probably be a good idea this year if you gave me something so that I could do something with it, and then our organization can grow in that way. Year in and year out, nothing changed. Nothing changed. It was that. And just recently, I was voted out, which I'm not negative about at all. That's probably a good thing. But now it looks like we're going to start entrusting things to that position and actually collecting dues in that way. And so, okay, so somebody else gets to do it and gets to carry this thing forward in this way and to be able to do something great that's there. So there could be a temptation, in even in that sense, to say, well, why was I working so long and got nothing out of it? You see, that's not the attitude that St. Andrew ever takes. You never see within him that movement against his brother. He never holds that against his brother in any way. He recognizes that there was something in him that Jesus, who is God, saw first. And he held on to that, recognizing that he was there. Maybe it was to him, maybe it was something that he held within his soul, though. And he was in an interior way rebelling against that, though it never came out of his lips. Maybe it was to him that that story of the prodigal son was addressed. When it said there were these ones who would go, remember the story of the prodigal son, where he would send. Our Lord spoke about this one who said, Dad, I'd really like it if you would just go ahead and die because I want to do something. So just give me what's coming to me. And so he did, and he went off. And then the other guy just kept working. The other brothers kept working who was there. The other one spent everything it was, lost it all in grave sin, ended up begging, wishing to eat the husks that were fed to pigs. And finally said, well, maybe I could just be a slave when I go back. Maybe a servant, because they're better taken care of than I am now. Maybe my father will let me do that because I'm not worthy to be a son. So he comes back, and the father holds him up, holds a great party for him. And then what happens to the other son? He says, I'm not even going to go share in this feast. My brother is the one who abandoned us. He took everything. He wished you were dead. I'm not going to share in any of his joy. Maybe that was addressed to Andrew, who maybe held in a little bit of his heart, in some sort of way, the sense of being the first one who is called the faithful one, the one who the scriptures never record as making any mistake. Yet Peter is always making mistakes, and yet he becomes the favored one. Whatever it is, we know that he ended absolutely well, because just like his brother, we know that the two of them were crucified. St. Andrew's cross is a cross that is the form of an X. He went all the way up to the highest point of the world, there to go to Scotland, in order that he himself might bear witness to the cross of Christ, even there. And when they decided that they were going to crucify him as well, just like St. Peter, he said, you can't crucify me, I'm not worthy to go down like my Lord. So for St. Peter, they crucified him upside down. But For St. Andrew, they crucified him with a cross that's fallen at its side, an X, in that way. So too, the two brothers, at least after Christ and his resurrection, they did not fight and vie over any sort of position that was there. They both had the exact same heart because they were called by the exact same God, and they realized that they were loved equally. And so maybe that's something that we need to have healed within our souls in some sort of way, the equal love that God has for each of us. And to have that same heart that unites us as Christians, not as ones who began something and then didn't get to finish, or ones who were called later and then they get to go further beyond us. But in a deeper sense, to recognize God's great goodness to each of us. St. Andrew, he had this to say upon his final breath when he was given the grace to attest by a crucifixion. This is what he said, speaking about the cross on which he would bear witness. Addressing the cross, he said, "I come to you, confident and joyful, so that you too may receive me, exultant as a disciple of the one who is hung upon you. O blessed cross, clothed in majesty and beauty of the Lord's limbs." In the same way, through the difficulties in which this season brings up in our life, ask St. Andrew for the grace to bear the cross on which we suffer with dignity, and seeing that in the same way in which we suffer, so too that suffering was hallowed by the very person of Christ. His limbs hung there, and so too if ours do as well, what a blessed end we have with Christ. St. Andrew of the Cross, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.